Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Tuesday, an ordinary time, proper 16 in the church calendar. We're so glad that you're here. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. A big thank you to Kristen Parker, who will be leading the Apostles' Creed today. If you're interested in being a guest reader, you can go to benwardmusic.com/readers. We'd love to have you. And may my prayer like incense rise before you. The lifting of my hands a sacrifice. Oh Lord Jesus, turn your eyes upon me. For I know there is mercy in your sight. Your statutes are my heritage forever. My heart is set on keeping your decrees. Please still my anxious urge toward rebellion. Let love keep my will upon its knees. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. To all creation I can see a limit, but your commands are boundless and have none. So your word is my joy and meditation. From the rising to the setting of the sun. And all your ways are loving and are faithful. Your road is narrow, but your burden light. Because you gladly lean to lead the humble, I shall gladly kneel to leave my pride. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Oh, 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 God, you are my God. you, Lord, for this day. We will seek you, Lord, in the morning. We will learn to walk in your ways. Teach us this morning, Holy Spirit, how to walk in your ways, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 5. Listen to my words, Lord. Consider my lament. Hear my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly. For you are not a God who is pleased with wickedness. With you, evil people are not welcome. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. The bloodthirsty and deceitful you, Lord, detest. But I, by your great love, can come into your house. In reverence I bow down toward your holy temple. Lead me, Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with malice. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they tell lies. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. You accept our prayer, Lord. You accept our prayers. Because we are yours, Lord, and you are ours. You accept our prayers. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Our scripture lesson is Acts 26:24 through 27:8. At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. "You are out of your mind, Paul," he shouted. "Your great learning is driving you insane." "I'm not insane, most excellent Festus," Paul replied. "What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I'm convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do." Then Agrippa said to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" Paul replied, "Short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains." The king rose, and with him the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. After they left the room, they began saying to one another, "This man is not doing anything that deserves death or imprisonment." Agrippa said to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the Imperial Regiment. We boarded a ship from Adramidium, about to sail for ports along the coast of the province of Asia. And we put out to sea. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was with us. The next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius, in kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends so that they might provide for his needs. From there we put out to sea again and passed to the lee of Cyprus because the winds were against us. When we had sailed across the open sea off the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we landed at Myra and Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy and put us on board. We made slow headway for many days and had difficulty arriving off Cnidus. When the wind did not allow us to hold our course, we sailed to the lee of Crete, opposite Salmon. We moved along the coast with difficulty and came to a place called Fair Havens, near the town of Lasia. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 16 in the church calendar. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before the Lord. Now, immediate family, extended family, whatever that means in your life today. loving kindness, loving kindness. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today, enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Changes you, changes them, changes the circumstance.
You shower us with loving kindness, loving kindness.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let Him shower you with loving kindness today. Pour it out on others around you today. Amen and amen. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit. Thank you for your support. You can give monthly, you can give one time at binwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you again to Kristen for being our guest reader today.